You've likely noticed prices for just about everything from gas to groceries are going up as states lift COVID-19 restrictions. The Labor Department said Wednesday its consumer price index rose 4.2% in just 12 months. That's the largest gain since the financial collapse of 2008. And for more on what's happening here, let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Good morning.
So the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has argued the economy is experiencing a price pop versus inflation. With that, should we be concerned by this? Should people start panicking?
Well, so it's interesting language, right? Inflation is scary. There are still people who remember the inflation of the 80s when mortgage rates were double digits and, you know, things, prices were going, were getting out of control and there were fuel shortages and things like that. So it's in the Fed's interest and policymakers' interest not to worry too much or not to say too much to alarm people about inflation. The concept of a price pop is that there are prices that have increased probably for the short term because there have been a combination of supply disruptions because of COVID and the fact that people are now starting to get out. There's an increased demand for travel, for eating out, for buying things. And you know, with the vaccinations, people are getting out there. Restaurants and businesses haven't fully been able to supply up yet. So he's saying this is a temporary dislocation. It should end up fine. He's also said, and this is important, that when there's inflation, the Federal Reserve has a remarkable tool for inflation. It's interest rates, right? Interest rates, when you lower them, it puts the gas on the economy. It makes it more active. And when you need to slow it down, you increase interest rates. And because it costs people money to borrow at that point, they slow down on their spending, demand goes down, and inflation goes down. So his message largely is don't get too panicked about this, but behavior in the stock market over the last few days indicates that investors are a little bit worried about this.
Okay, you broke down for us how some of these companies, the reasons why we're seeing the prices. We know that many of the prices are going up for lumber and fuel, as you said, because that has a lot to do with disruptions in the supply chain. How do wages also factor in here? I was reading that the hospitality industry, for instance, is being forced to offer higher wages to benefit benefits to attract workers, and that could be contributing to higher inflation.
Yeah, and there are a couple of things going on here. This is weird because, right, we've got 6% unemployment. Before the pandemic, we had 3.6% unemployment. So why would wages be higher now? Well, there are a few things at play. One is people are continuing to get not only unemployment benefits, but enhanced unemployment benefits. So there's an argument that a lot of people have that it's hard to get employees if they think that they might have a few more months of unemployment benefits, $300 extra per week from the federal government as a result of the last relief plan. Why give that up to work right now? Secondly, there's been wage pressure anyway. There's been, you know, this new administration is looking for a $15 minimum wage. Right now, the federal minimum wage is $7.25. A lot of major corporations have raised their wages in order to hire more people. So that's caused wages in the private sector to go up substantially. The Biden administration has just passed a law that government contractors have to pay $15 an hour. So generally speaking, wages are higher, but a lot of businesses aren't sure that their business is back yet. They're not sure about whether the lockdowns are being removed. So they're actually having trouble getting employees at the wages that they pay, and they've had to increase wages. When you increase wages, there's more money in the economy. People have more to spend. It creates more demand, and that too pushes inflation higher.
Well, also the rise in prices could be a sign that the economy is picking back up again. But with so many people unemployed and struggling, what matters to just about everyone is how long these high prices will actually last. Is there an answer for this?
Well, some of the things that are really affecting people, first of all, because of this pipeline that was shut down, we're starting to see gas prices go up in a few places. That should adjust itself. Automobiles, there's this microchip shortage all over the world. So electronics in general, but cars specifically, are a lot higher. Now, somebody who's struggling may not be looking to buy a new car, but because new car prices are so high, used car prices have gone up as well. So remember, when you think of a basket of goods, which is how we calculate inflation, a car is a very big part of a basket if someone's looking to buy it. So there are all sorts of things. The reason Jerome Powell says it's a blip is because some of these things should even out over the course of the next few months. But it's across the board. You're seeing increases in food and consumer staples. And for a while, for people who either haven't been making money, are depending on government assistance, or haven't got their job back, it makes it very, very hard to live.
That's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.